Hello, this is Arvin. Welcome to Vera Filipino Problem Set and dito ang Engineering Club with one newcomer for today. So, this is Chito in the podcast. Say hi.
Hi everyone, my name's Chito.
Noel and Malaya is still on the podcast.
Hello.
Hello everybody.
Hello. Good evening and good morning sa mga nakikinig.
Yeah, so today would be like a very interesting episode. That is why, because we are approaching the election, so we have to talk about how we can do the, like, what are our thoughts about vote buying. So, ayun, yun yung topic for today. So, I have some questions here, and we have to like take turns on answering these questions. So let's go to the point now. Ang question is that, is accepting money during election period acceptable or immoral for you, given that these are obviously coming from our own taxes anyway? So, like, for example, boboto tayo, right? So, well, sometimes there are like under the table na mag-aabot ng ganito, ganyan. Okay lang ba sa inyong tanggapin yun or not? So, let's start with Chito.
Oh, okay. I'll go first. Fine. I think I've had a lot of time to think about this. And for me personally, I think the moral threshold of if it's immoral or in bad faith to accept money is how well off you are. And I think that's like where you are on that, you know, socio-economic ladder. Because like, inisip ko na yun eh. If I was poor, like if I was like a pretty poor person and someone hands me 1,000 pesos to vote for this politician, like, sure, 1,000 pesos, that's what gonna get me a meal for like 2 or 3 days, right? Or to feed my family. And I don't think anyone who's presented that money in that that situation would reasonably decline money, right? And yun yung, for me, acceptable like decision-making. Kasi mahirap ka. But if you were to accept money as a person who can live your life normally, that's immoral. That's in bad faith. That's in bad taste na. Kasi, kung baga, ako, at this point, if someone offered me an amount of money to vote for them, that's free money, pero wala namang repercussions sa akin to not accept the money, right? Like, hindi siya, it's not gonna change my status in life by not accepting the money. And also, juxtaposed against where I am, right? Like, I live in a in the city or in a section of the city that's not necessarily prone to election violence. Kasi yung isa pang factor doon na it's vote buying in, you know, the province where if you don't vote buy, kilala ka nila. And then the repercussion of not accepting the money isn't just being hungry, but it's also being a target of kalaban ka ni mayor or ni governor, di ba? And I think that's the scariest part that people might ignore, because when we hear election-related violence in the news, we kind of brush it off na, ah, sa malayong probinsya yan, that's a far-flung area in the Philippines, na parang gano'n na we don't really think about it because it never really happens to us. So for me, ayun yun. There are two factors. It's really like, will not accepting the money affect your life and also affect your safety? And yun naman yun.
Yeah, I think, you know, napaka-importante nga ng safety. It's something na kapag nangyari sa probinsya, hindi yan malilimutan eh, na tinanggihan mo ito. Diba? Given the community na very small, diba? Matatag ka kasi. Diba? So, it is something to do with like, where are you and what are you, where are you in the community, diba? And who are you? Nasaan ka nakatira? Ano yung environment mo? Is it like violent community, di ba? Or is it like just chill? So, yeah. How about you, Noel?
Sa akin, in terms of vote buying, agree din ako dun sa sinabi ni Chito. Kasi in terms of immorality, parang hindi mo siya makakategorize as immoral na tumanggap ka na ng pera for vote buying, di ba? Parang hindi ka na maitatakwil ng community or tatakwil ng family mo to accept that eh. So, yun yung nagse-separate dun sa yung, I mean, yung anong tawag doon, yung parang stand mo, kung tatanggapin mo ba o hindi, yun yung nagse-separate between sa mayaman or dun sa mahirap, tulad nga sinabi ni Chito. As long as kapag may paninindigan ka, kahit mahirap yan eh, as long as kaya mo naman buhayin yung family mo sa tinatanggap mo, may prinsipyo ka na hindi siya tanggapin. However, dun talaga sa mga poorest, mahirap siyang tanggihan in the sense na ito na yung ikabubuhay mo. Ito yung buhay mo eh. Pag di mo tinanggap, hindi mo alam kung saan kakakain. Diba? So sa mga ganong tawag ito, situation, maiintindihan mo kahit tanggapin nila yung mga nagbo-vote. Tanggapin nila yung pera ng mga nag-o-offer sa kanila eh, na iboto mo sa ganito, iboto mo sa ganyan. However, at the end naman kasi, hindi naman nila makikita kung sino iboboto mo. Diba? So kahit dun sa mga tinatanggap, okay lang. As long as nandun na sila sa point na kailangan talaga nila yung ganyan eh. Diba? And then, isa pang point dyan, wala pa naman kasing nakukulong or napaparusahan or napapunished regarding sa vote buying. Nandyan yung concept na wala dapat magbumili ng boto at magbenta ng boto nila. Pero in terms of implementation, hindi siya strictly defined. Ano ba yung uri, ano ba yung mga activities na nag-define na nag-vote buying ka na or binibenta mo na yung boto mo? Hindi siya ganun ka-define eh. Kaya siguro wala talaga straightly napaparusahan sa mga ganyan. Yun naman yung point to. For me, it's not that immoral. Kasi totally, hindi ka, kahit gawin mo siya, kahit sabihin mong labag sa prinsipyo nyo eh, prinsipyo mo, hindi ka naman talaga itatakwil ng community or ng family or ng asawa or ng anak mo, di ba? Yeah. So I think yun yung point doon. As long as kaya mong panindigan na huwag tanggapin, it's okay. Kung hindi, may pangangailangan ka, kaya mo tinanggap yun. Yun naman for me.
It's more of a need. So
oo, what kapag are your tinatanggap needs? Mo siya. Yes.
Yeah, reasonable enough. How about you, Malaya?
Sa akin, dahil overall prepares kami ng opinion about the morals of accepting the money and bakit or kailan magiging moral or immoral yung pagtanggap mo ng pera and whatnot. Siguro magkukwento na lang ako nung experiences ng mga kakilala ko na tumatanggap. Kasi well, sabi niyo rin naman sa provinces, uso talaga yung mga ganyan. And nung unang beses ko narinig, akala ko parang nabibiraan lang sila na magkano bigay ni mayor mo ngayon, bakit ganito lang. At nung first time na narinig ko, sabi ko, baka nabibiraan lang yung mga to. Kasi ako inisip ko, alam na ng tao na hindi dapat nangyayari to, pero hindi ko na-expect na ganun pala ka-institutionalized sa province na to yung vote buying. It turns out, pag nagsasabi sila na magkano bigay ni mayor, talagang nagpapataasan lang sila kung magkano bigay ng mayor nila for this province. They all live in the same province. Pero alam niyo naman sa Pilipinas, magkakaibang munisipyo or syudad, magkakadikit lang din naman yung mga boundaries in some provinces. Yung mga ibang provinces na yung mga malalaki talaga yung agwat ng mga probinsya. Tayo ng mga syudad. So in this particular province, magkakadikit sila. So tapos, syempre papasok sa kanta. Tatanungan sila kada election, magkano bigay ni mayor ngayon, magkano bigay ni ganito. Tapos, natanong ko talaga sila kung bakit sila tumatanggap, bakit ganyan, or anong ginagawa nila kung bakit nila tinatanggap. And yung common factor nga naman talaga nila is yung kanilang status sa buhay. So lahat naman sila ay nasa minimum wage or nasa range noon. Tapos lahat naman sila ay may mga breadwinner.
Mm.
So every opportunity, every election, kung ilan yung qualified voters dun sa bahay na yon, syempre get times that number yung bigayan sa bahay. Kung kunwari 2,000 ang bigay ni mayor ngayon, lima kayong nasa bahay na eligible voters, 10,000 ang bigay sa bahay na yan. So yung 10,000 na yon, hindi lang naman yan basta meal na papakain mo for the whole month eh. Minsan magagayon mo rin yan pang school ng bata or iba sa kanila kung minsan papampuhan na nila yan para sa mga iba nilang pwedeng gawin like magte-tricycle or yung mga side business nila na karinderya. Malaking tulong na yung bigay kada buwan sa mga kada eleksyon. And then, makausapin ko rin, paano kung yung gusto mong kandidato, mababa ang offer compared sa kalaban? Anong ginagawa nila? So, at the end of the day, anong nangyayari pala? Kung magbibigay, tatanggapin nila, tapos bahala na whether or not gusto nila yung kandidato or hindi. Kasi case-to-case basis din sa kanila kung paborba sa kanila na ito yung magiging mayor or paborba na sa kanila na dapat ito nila yung magiging mayor. Kasi kung sino rin naman yung mas may machinery na makakapagpanalo sa candidate na yun, yun yung nakikita nilang mananalo. Or if not, kung ayaw nila doon sa candidate na yun, kahit tanggapin nila parehas yung pera na yun, it's a matter din na pag binot, kahit na ayaw kong iboto yung mayor na to, kapag binoto ko kasi siya, at least magtutuloy yung development dun sa area namin dahil makikita ni mayor, dito sa barangay namin, marami kaming bumoto sa kanya. So maganda yung magiging input ng funding sa barangay namin na maayos yung kalsada, magkakaroon ng streetlights, mga ganon. Yun yung other factors na tinitingnan nila. So it's not just on a personal level sa family nila na bakit nila binoboto yung mayor na yon or yung candidate na yon based on sa bigayan. But rather, meron din silang tinitingnan na medium term na benefits like kung nanalo yung mayor na to or yung candidate na to sa area na to, makatutulungan yung development ng area na to. Pero yung flip side doon, may iwanan yung kabilang barangay or whatever na hindi nanalo yung candidate na to.
Yeah. Well, yung treatment naman kasi ng mga politicians never been equal eh. As always, di ba? In the Philippines. Diba? Lagi nila sinusuportahan yung mga balwarte nila. Kasi sila yung nakikinabang doon. So, it's like a give and take scenario. Ako, if I'm going to be like offered money for my vote, I'm going to assess muna malalaman ba kung sino yung boboto ko. Kasi even right now, like for example, I have a day-to-day job, I'm paid very well. Pero pag umuwi ako ng Pilipinas at boboto ako at may nagbigay sa akin ng pera, boto ko si Pedro o si Juan, kukunin ko yan. Automatic. Kasi iniisip ko, ang mindset ko kasi, kinuha yung sa tax namin yan eh. Di ba? So, di ba dapat lang talaga masole sa akin? Yun ang mindset ko. Okay, if that will be like put into use, much better. But kung pamimigay mo lang din naman sa pamamagitan ng pag-vote buying, that's the way that our taxes will go back to me, di ba? So, tatanggapin ko yan. In the condition na I can still vote for whoever I would want to vote. Pero, yun nga, sa ibang provinces, medyo mas malala. Dahil, babayaran ka after mo bumoto. Na alam mo yun, nangyayari kasi talaga yun eh. And that, on that case, if I'm going to be like on that case, hindi ko yun gagawin. Okay, sige, bahala na. Di ba? Pero depende pa rin sa pangailangan. Yes, Malaya.
Ayan. Dahil na-mention mo na binibigay nila after, actually hindi sila nagbibigay after, minsan on the day sila nagbibigay or the day before.
Mm.
yung mga ano, nakakukuntuhan ko sa trabaho. So ganun yung kalakaran nila. Usually nag-aabang sila at least one week before ng elections. Meron na diyang umiikot na ano, darating na envelope para sa iyo. Or kung wala, kung hindi man siya the week before, basta that week ng election. Pero hindi sila umaabot sa point na dapat may proof of voting ka bago ka mabigyan. Yung iba talaga nagbibigay na lang on the day or the day before, pataasan na lang sila nung magkalaban na candidates. And then they will see na lang sa election day or after the election results kung sino yung nanalo regardless of the bigayan.
Okay. So in that case, talagang ano, monitored din, no? How about you, Chito?
And I realized, sorry, at this point, na parang sure tayo alam natin. Like, it's very unlikely for our votes to be traced individually, right? Pero if you look at these communities where, you know, people aren't as well educated, right? They're scared into thinking, sinisindak talaga sila na parang malalaman namin kung sino binoto nyo. Lalo na in the pre-electronic voting era, right? Where it's just a plain ballot box, right? Where you're really sort of trained from the very start to be told na parang pag hindi mo siya binoto, malalaman namin. And you kind of fear that system rin. Kasi alam mong like the police are also part of that level of corruption, and like maybe some of the people who are counting the votes are also part of that corrupt system. So paano mo kasi masabi as a person na hindi ka mahahanap, di ba? As a person that may not have finished college or even high school, di ba? There's no way to know. And so yun yung takot factor talaga, di ba? Na I would say you feel like if you don't vote for them and you take the money, meron talagang repercussions.
Yeah, it's something like a power play, you know? And nakakatakot yun for some people na alam mong yung nagsasalita sa iyo, may kapangyarihan talaga to do something bad to you, right? It's out of fear na rin lang din. But like I said, it's going to be like a really hard ano, walang tama at maling sagot naman dito eh. It's going to be different for every experiences of the Filipinos out there. But of course, it will be like harder than to do or to vote or, you know, to cast your vote and be heard. Kung ganun kakontrolado, like, bakit kailangan pa nila magbayad, no? Pwede naman nilang gawin ito into force, di ba? And then, siguro, ang thinking na lang din ng mga politicians, okay, binoto mo ako, here's your pay, di ba? It's easy as that. But, how about you, Vanessa? The question would be, if you are offered money during election, is it acceptable or immoral for you, given that this is obviously coming from own taxes?
To be honest, tinig niyo ba ako?
Yeah, tatanggapin mo.
Tinig ba ako?
Yeah.
No. It's not a very hard question to answer, to be honest.
Okay.
Ano yun eh? Morality na yun eh, friend eh. Like, not morality, maybe yung dignidad mo. Like, I won't sell my dignity for anybody else. Diba? It's my choice. Why do I need to be paid? I don't need any money from anybody.
Yeah.
And ang unfair eh, like, why spend the tax money on buying votes instead of actually improving things, alam mo yon, like improving things whatever jurisdiction they're handling, why not improve things so that you don't need to buy votes? You're literally just improving yourself that you're worthy of that votes.
Yeah So that's another take, no? It's just plain no. Yeah.
Oo, ano, no, mahirap doon, yeah, like 'di ba? Yeah. Ano 'yun, yung mga sasabihin nila, hahantingin ka. Sa dinami-dami ng babayaran nilang tao para mag-vote sa kanila, they won't even remember your face.
Like, yeah,
alam mo 'yun, sa yan yung mga nagbabayad na yun, marami yan, marami yan. Tapos sasabihin mo, hindi kasi taga-barangay lang namin yung ano, yung tauhan na nagbabayad sa amin. Excuses, yeah. In short, gusto mo din yung pera. Yeah. Pero alam mo, ewan ko lang ah, how they would monitor it. If there's anything else, kung sira ulo ka lang din, di ba? Tanggapin mo yung pera tapos hindi mo i-vote. Hindi naman nila malalaman yun eh. Di ba?
Ako yata yun eh. Mukhang pera.
Diba, to be honest, alam mo yun, another thing is sabi mo, oo, sige, sige. Like, eto lang ah, ano, work smart, not hard, di ba? Parang ganun yun eh. Parang, oh sige, oh, di ba, pare, sige, tatas, tatanggapin mo yung pera, no? Pero, alam mo sa dignidad, alam mo yun, yung parang your dignity, you're not selling them, you're just outwitting them, getting the money, and then, just voting. At least, masasabi mo, hindi, ano, kapag, kunyari, tawag dito, dinivide mo ng whatever, like 6 years, yung 500 pesos, tapos lumabas, 0.65 cents lang pala yung halaga ng boto mo. Out of those 6 years, 'di ba?
Masakit isipin nila, pero
oh,
it's something like, na nangyayari din talaga sa province out of fear. Yo. So, well, okay, thanks. Point taken. So, Vanessa would say always no. ako
mabilis
always
na no 'yan.
Ako always yes eh. As long as it doesn't really affect my votes. Kapag babantayan ako sa panahon na magboboto ako, tatanggi na lang ako. Ano? pero kung hindi nila mababantayin yung boto ko, yes, kukunin ko yung pera. Pero hindi. Anyway, what if it will be on a different benefit for you? What if you are not offered money but position in the government? How will you respond? Anyone? Yeah, Malaya.
Excuse me. Ang hirap nung position in government. Pero sa akin kasi eto dito pa rin papasok yung morality na niluklok ako dahil may kapit ako. And I have mixed feelings about such modes of career paths. Kasi number one, ang mga sagot naman sa'yo ng mga ibang career specialist, so to speak, ay you're not put into that position dahil lang sa may kapit ka. You're put in that position because you are maximizing your network. Kumbaga.
Okay.
I mean, bago pa naman siya naging kandidato, kilala mo naman na siya, nanalo siya, kailangan niya ng tao, ikaw ang pinili niya. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Not necessary. So, on that logic na hindi ka naman naging factor aside from your own personal vote, kunwari na elect say ano, hypothetical congressman siya sa district mo. Tapos nanalo siya sa district mo na 'yon. And you're only that one vote na nakatulong dahil alam mo naman sa loob mo na this person will perform as the congressman within the powers of being a congressman. Tapos, syempre, yung mga congressman na yan, sa mga subcommittee levels nila, yan na sila mga budget for, ano, tawag dito, mga consultants. Depende sa industry na kailangan nilang gawa ng batas. Ano yung mga ginagawa sa industry na to, ano yung mga kailangan ayusin na madadaan through legislation. So, kung mga ganong concept na kukunin ako as consultant, wala akong issue na yun yung mangyayari. Pero, let's put this on a larger level na, kunwari, presidente na yung kaibigan mo, tapos nilagay ka as cabinet secretary bigla. If I don't have the credentials na dapat akong ilagay as cabinet secretary for this unit of government, I would say no. Pero kung pasok naman ako, maybe I would say yes. Pero at the same time, nandun, it will also factor in na parang, are my credentials valid enough para malagay ako dun sa position na to? Kasi at the end of the day, para sa akin, ayoko na nilalagay ako, lalo na governing position to, na hindi naman talaga ako qualified. Tapos ilalagay mo ako doon dahil lang kakilala ko yung nanalong kandidato. That's my take.
Yeah, that's actually a common problem to us, di ba? Even without vote buying. How about you, Chito?
Yeah, so... so I think here, yung biggest, I would say, argument that people make in this situation is that people will say, well, ako, I'm not corrupt. And if I'm given this position, I won't use it for corrupt practices, right? I think a lot of people use that argument kasi lalo na when they're given positions in government that are filled with necessarily like corrupt individuals, quote unquote, ha? Like I'm not saying everyone's corrupt, but like sure, if the like systemically corrupt systems, right? And so people will say, yeah, but I'm not corrupt. So if I'm given this position by a corrupt official, I can use it for good. Pero that's where they're saying, you know, the bill comes due, comes in, diba? Na there are consequences to your actions. And in this case, when a favor is all called in by the person, like the mayor who put you in this committee, let's say you were put in like a health or yung garbage collection, right? That's a contract that's signed by the government to private entities, right? And you're in charge of ensuring those contracts are correct. And you know, the mayor asks you na to help award this contract to someone they favor. Paano mo hindian yun? Especially given in the context of utang na loob in Philippine culture, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the hardest thing I would say in this discussion is na parang people will say in the start that they're not corrupt. But when you're asked a favor by the person who put you there, biglang meron kang utang na loob sa kanila. And that kind of snowballs down the road na it's not just one big thing. It's just all these small favors that are in its own like small piece of corruption that build up. So I would say taking that position in my case would not be something I would want to do because alam kong eventually hihingin sa akin yung favor back and hindi ako makahindi. Because what are the consequences of hindi ka? It's not just losing the position. It's like, you know, aabangan ka sa labas ng bahay mo ng riding in tandem. Like, it happens. Like, when people ask, you know, when people say, why is it, you know, like Laguna Lake is never being cleaned up, right? Or why is La Mesa Dam such a big effing problem? It's because the people who are in charge of that, these committees, like, they either accept the bribe or they face the consequences of not accepting bribes, which is, you know, it is. So, yun yung, I would say, hardest part done of accepting that position. And that's why I won't. Kasi alam kong eventually, I will be forced to do something I don't want to.
Yeah, or kind of favor someone who should not be favored or should be like treated equally amongst other. So yeah, good, fairly good point, no? And you know, very evident nga yung ano, yung sa culture natin yung utang na loob. It really exists not only on the political level, even in the family, even in the relatives, even in you know, work, lahat eh. Parang it's such a, you know, a double-edged sword. It has its own benefits too, I would say. But more of like, yun nga, nakaka-affect din siya in how you deal with other people and do your job as well. And for example, in the government, that how you will do your task, how you will select the contracts, how will you execute your powers, everything is like ano, babalik dun sa thing na sino ba naglukluk sa diyan, yun ang tanong, di ba? So well, anyway, so point taken. Any other thoughts about that, like if you're going to be offered position? How about you, Noel? Or Vanessa?
Wala kasi akong arm eh. Ano, tawag dito? To be honest, regarding being given positions of power, from the government is actually literally, it's a manifestation or like the physical manifestation of the saying. It's like signing a contract with the devil. Hindi lang sarili mo yung ano eh, yung binibigay mo eh. Hindi yung favor, hindi lang yan yung utang loob eh. Literal na kaluluwa mo na yung binibigay mo eh. And it the power balance fairly differs when it comes to government offices, okay? If, for example, you are a powerful person already and then you were given the position, you have the power to counter kung ano man yung kunyari. For example, I do have the power, I do have the influence, and I was offered the government office, just in case, ha? Sabihin lang natin in a hypothetical setup. If I have the power and the influence, and I go and I deviate to whatever they want me to do, for example, meron akong, I have a sense of dignity, my morals is very straight, you know, not questionable. The moment that they retaliate saying na, ako ang nagbigay sa'yo ng position na yan, people with influence and power have a way to counteract that. That's the ideal scenario. Pero kung ang power balance is the person who's giving you the position has more power, has more influence than you, dun kayong literal na manifestation of you're signing yourself to the devil. You're signing your soul to the devil already. Diba? So for me, like, I'm a common citizen. Sabihin natin magsimula yan sa ano, kahit hindi na ako bata, sabihin lang natin, magsimula yan sa SK. Diba? Magsimula sa SK tayo, binigay sa akin yung position. From there, it's a snowball effect. Like what Chito already said, it's a snowball effect already. That once you start accepting those, like, those offers, accepting favors, those positions, those favors, wala ka nang kawala. You're literally, even though you build up that influence, you build out that power, wala ka na. Kasi you're their little puppet already eh.
Yeah.
It's really like your entire being as a person is already tied to them. And whenever you deviate from that, sorry na lang, magdasal ka na lang na makasurvive ka from that riding in tandem. Yun, so yun lang.
Yes, Malaya.
Dahil na-mention niyo yung mga let's say, politicians of dignity na wala na nagawa dahil nga sa mga utang na loob or signing yourselves to the devil and whatnot. Siguro magkukwento lang ako. Fun fact pala to. Dahil I have, well, chismis na siya sa atin, but my source is legit.
Gusto ko yan.
alam nyo ba na kaya lang naging iodized salt ang iodized salt sa Pilipinas ay dahil yung ating magiting na health secretary back in the 90s ay ayaw talagang i-promote ang iodized salt dahil wala namang sense ang mag-iodize ng salt, kundi yung kumpare nung naglagay sa kanya as health secretary ay may salt mine na nag-iodize salt. So minonopolize nila yung market by promoting na dapat by law lahat ng asin sa Pilipinas dapat iodized.
Okay.
This was our Secretary of Health na sobrang ganda ng character. Pro-poor. Barrios to hospitals to barrio, doctors to barrio, I think is what they called him.
Mm-hmm.
Ang dami yung ginawa na health advocacies na nakatulong sa Pilipinas in terms of the development of the health sector. And yet, dahil nga sa nautusan siya ng bossing niya na dapat i-promote mo ang iodized salt, pin-remote niya ang iodized salt. Yun lang po.
Okay. So, grabe yung ano, yung ano na yan, yung story na yan. Parang dati, ano, naisip ko na, oh, and this is something to do with like me coming from the province din na hindi ko alam yung mga nangyayari before na, wow, Philippines like moving into this like iodized salt business, and you know, parang ano siya eh, hitting two birds with one stone, di ba? We're using salt. Tapos we're having this ano din, fortified with iodine and something. So parang you know, like for example me, common people, maiisip natin na, oh, nakakatulong nga siya, di ba? Parang ganun. So Anyway, Chito.
So actually, I know this story, and I kind of like when I read about it, parang oh okay, wow, and you kind of fall down this rabbit hole kasi of looking at it, and so that's true kasi like I will second the story coming from Malaya, but the other thing is that when you juxtapose that against the fact that goiter is still a very prevalent thing in the Philippines, like if you look up like poverty line na, like if you go below, like if you go past the poverty line and you see the incidence of goiter in the Philippines, it's actually pretty high, and like and it's primarily a dietary thing, and like that's a kind of a problem rin naman, right? So that is a good story to bring up also in terms of, you know, good and bad, like corruption but also outcomes na is, I would say, yeah, it's a bit of a small story in terms of that, but it's a great segue into kind of corruption, but also trying to change things. And yeah, like ngayon, it's 2022 and goiter is still something the DOH still has to combat on a, you know, meron pa ring goiter awareness month or something, like, you know, like there's still a report on that. So yun lang. I just wanted to add in on that.
I think na parang yung goiter, ano eh, almost non-existing problem na sa ibang bansa. Where like we is still lagging behind, no? So yeah, that's a good point actually. It's not about the money, even position, sobrang mahirap nga siyang tanggapin kung halimbawa lang it's coming from utang na loob. Like I said, it's going to be like not really vote buying, but then it's about, you know, our Filipino culture of utang na loob, it's sometimes toxic, di ba? Even in the political scenario. So this will be like the another question. So if there is a certain amount that you likely you will agree to sell your vote, how much is it? It could be like an absurd amount, no? Ako, mag-start na ako. Siguro, ano, something to do with like 50 million pesos. that's how pricey my boat is. Sorry, guys.
How much?
Yeah.
How much again?
How much?
No, but what was your answer?
50 million peso.
Okay. So you're more expensive than me. Because I was like, off the top of my head, I kind of did the math quickly. And like, oh, I guess 20 million. Should put me like in enough money to ensure that I can, like, I don't know, put myself in a status to not worry about things for the next, yeah, I don't know, 30 years. But like, but yung question ko dito is that, you know, like in exchange of like voting for this person just one time or like for my entire lifetime na?
Well, one time, sige.
I would.
One time. Sige. One time, yeah. Big time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you know, if we're talking about like what it would cost to do that, yeah, like 20 million, I think solved na yung buhay ko. Like,
okay,
I'll, you know, be able to send my kids to school. Eventually, if I have kids, I'll be able to send them to a nice school now or whatever.
Yeah. How about you, Vanessa? This is actually in consideration that you will accept, di ba? There's no such answer as no. So if you're going to sell your vote for a certain amount, how much is it?
Dapat compounded interest eh. Dapat hindi lang yung mga to eh.
Kasi pag bumoto ka, no, yung effect is compounded din. Di ba?
Dapat compounded din eh. Kasi pag 20 million, ano, isang bahay, isang kotse lang yan, ubus na siya eh. So parang kailangan meron ka pang extra for investment. Yeah. So yeah, I do agree na medyo in the range of 50 million to like 100 million yung iba-bribe mo sa akin.
Ganyan talaga kapag nasa Manulife na nag-iisip talaga ng mga investments.
You have to be insured and also your, yes, sons and daughter and also your grandsons, yeah, and granddaughter.
Yung hindi lang ikaw lang na sinemento mo na yung assets mo. Like, well, property is non-depreciating asset yan eh. Liability yung car. So, paano ko gagawa? Eh, di maghanap ka ng assets na ano, di ba? Non-depreciating. Tapos, compounding pa. So, kailangan medyo, lakihan mo pa yung presyo mo.
100 million, tama ba? 100 million peso. Okay. Ikaw, Noel?
Yeah. Mga ganun.
Ako siguro, sasabihin ko na lang na i-match na lang yung pinaka-highest jackpot ng PCSO.
Ang hirap mag-isip doon. Iba din yung doon. Pangarap na ito.
Noel, 400
million, friend!
Diba?
De, ang problema mo kasi dyan, yung sinasabi ni Noel, mamaya yung, ano, yung raffle mo, kaka-reset lang, hindi nag-lowest siya, mga 5 million.
Yung pinaka-highest niya,
in history.
Oo, so, hindi ko alam kung magkano yung mga 200 or 300
niya, mga kaya. Yung super loto, ang laki nun, nag-900 yata yun.
Oh, ayan, ganyan, di ba? So, palalabas ko na nanalo ako sa loto.
Well, the ratio are like almost the same, I would say. No? Someone offering you that and winning the lottery.
Yeah. Pero kung
Noel, yung minimum price ata ng 642, 645 wala pang 10 million ha.
Oo. Pero yung highest price nga,
Pwede na yun.
Pero kung in reality rin naman, mahirap kasi magsabi kung magkano talaga yung price. Pero kung in that essence nga, taasan at taasan mo na rin hanggang sa hindi ka na mabayar. One way to not to sell your vote is to give it overpriced.
Yeah. How about you, Malaya?
Siguro, prior to everybody's price? Answer, siguro, masaya na rin kasi ako sa 20 million kasi pwede ko nang palakihin yun as I want eh. Kasi yung 20 million mo naman talaga, mag-start yan na initial offer mo on day zero. Tapos sabihin mo, kailangan mo compounded yan ng 6 years. Hindi, ikaw na mag-compound ng 6 years, pwede naman, you have a chance din naman na yung 20 million mo, maging more than 100 million pa by year 6. Not necessarily 50 to 1 million kagad na isang bagsak. Ubus mo kagad in your luho or whatever dreams and aspirations na gusto mo. Kasi ako, kung bibigyan mo ako ng 20 million on day zero, bahay't lupa kagad yan kasi yung kotse naman, hindi na ako titingin ng luxury car na Mercedes or whatnot. Dahil alam ko naman na depreciating ang kotse at hindi magandang nag-aalaga ka ng kotse. So, mapupunta lang din ako sa mga second hand na alam kong usable na good quality na Toyota kasi or what. Kasi hindi ko naman yan gagastusin on a luxury car na tatambay lang dun sa ano sa garahe ko. Malaki yung bahay siguro. Maubos ko yung 20 million sa bayat lupa and whatnot. Pero meron akong simpleng kotse dahil alam ko yun yung magiging efficient in the long term.
Yeah. Very objective. yung
alam
sa akin
ko na kung ano kung saan dapat gastusin ang pinakauna sa private army para sure na secured ka in case balik ka na nagbayad sa'yo.
Joke. Grabe.
Umikot lang yung binigay para, sa'yo, no? Parang ganun kahalaga yung
para safe ka na. Oo, diba?
Well, I just realized, no, the 50 million na sinabi ko kanina, it just corresponds to the lottery winning here, the lowest lottery winning here in Euro jackpot, no? 1 million euros. So minus taxes, it will be like 50 million peso. Okay, yeah, medyo inflated yung sa akin kasi I'm living the European cost of living.
Anyway,
yeah, but then yun nga, sana no may mag-offer, baka naman guys sa mga listeners. But then, yeah, this is really, really good episode nyo.
For legal purposes po, joke lang po lahat ng sinabi namin kanina. Baka mamaya maano kami.
Yeah, this is just for
fun. I second the disclaimer.
Nalilimutan nyo, podcast pala to. Well, anyway, yeah, this is really a good episode. And, you know, we have to cut this off. So, vote buying, guys. You heard our concerns, you heard our thinking. So it's up to you guys to accept or not. So this is Very Filipino Problems now signing off. Thank you guys. Bye-bye.